This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. The Roster Report Podcast is presented by Sullivan Tire and Bridgestone Tires. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Sullivan Tire Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Hey, it's Friday the 14th of June here at Gillette Stadium for another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast, presented by Sullivan Tire, as always. Alongside Paul Perillo, I am Andy Hart, and you may have heard Patriots made a couple moves this week. And of course, I'm talking about the fact that Dwayne Sherrington was released and Mike Kafka was also released. And subsequently, Timothy Tebow, quarterback, former first-round pick of the Denver Broncos, formerly of the New York Jets, formerly a Heisman Trophy winner, now a member of your New England Patriots. Number five on your program. He had to drop the one since 1-5 already belongs to Ryan Mallett, and I believe five was his high school number. But the lefty, Paul Perillo, the lefty who is such a controversial figure that the other night I was listening to WBZ News Radio in Boston, and the topic was Tim Tebow.
Yes.
90-year-old women were calling in and telling me how great Tim Tebow was. Paul Perillo, how great is Tim Tebow and where does he fit in on the roster of the New England Patriots?
It's going to be a great question. It's going to be something to watch throughout training camp and see how Bill Belichick and the Patriots decide to use him. They've said right now they list him as a quarterback. He's listed on the roster as such. You already mentioned his number. He's wearing a red jersey with the other two quarterbacks, Mallett and Brady.
And with Kafka being released right before him, it was sort of obvious going into a mini camp that you want three quarterbacks. So he was a quarterback. He wasn't coming in, you know, immediate speculation, tight end, H-back, reports in both directions. He's going to be a quarterback. He's going to be a tight end. He's going to study a lot at tight end. Well, he's a quarterback right now.
And I'm not eliminating those as possibilities down the road. But right now, he is a quarterback. That's what he did on the 2 days at mini camp that we saw the team. We'll get to that probably in a little bit, but the team decided to cancel the third and final day of minicamp, gave the team a little bit of an extra day of vacation. Tebow was playing quarterback. That's what he's going to do now. We'll see how it unfolds in training camp. I think there's a chance that he could play a role this year, but not as a quarterback necessarily. It's going to all depend on, and I know you agree with this too, he's going to probably be here to develop as a quarterback. They're going to try to mine that talent, see if there's anything there that's worth sticking, worth developing. I think it's a sort of a long road, ahead of him. I'm not sure that he has what it takes, but we're going to find out, and probably along the way, we're going to have some fun with it.
Yes, I agree. And I want to, you know, there's enough Tim Tebow talk, but sort of a tie-in to Tim Tebow is Ryan Mallett. And he is heading into probably a very important year for him, his third season. He will get, obviously, second-team reps, I assume, in training camp and then in the preseason. He was the number two all of last year by himself. Where do you envision Ryan Mallett at the end of August heading into September? Are we going to be saying Ryan Mallett had a great summer, Ryan Mallett could be traded, Ryan Mallett, blah, blah, blah? Where do you feel like you're going to be thinking of Ryan Mallett at the end of August?
I'm expecting some improvement from Ryan Mallett. I think in the third year, you can reasonably expect there to be some progress there.
Year three jump?
No, well, I just think that he's going to get a little bit more playing time, and I think that there's a reasonable expectation of him being a little bit more of an option should they need his services at some point. But I am not, and you know this, I am not one of these guys that thinks you can turn Ryan Mallett into a first-round pick. I know a lot of people think that these moves are related. It's, you know, third year, it's time to get Mallett ready and marketable, and this Tebow move is related to Mallett because Mallett's going. Tebow's going to be there to replace him as the backup. You're going to get a first-round pick out of Mallett. I don't see that. But I do think this is, I think I agree with you, Andy. I think it's an important time for Mallett. I think he's got a little bit of pressure on him now. He's got this sort of much ballyhooed third-string guy hanging around him. How he reacts, I think, will be interesting.
Now, of course, we call this the roster report. And right now, Tim Tebow and Ryan Mallett and Tom Brady are on the
90-man
roster. Will all three be on the 53-man roster come September?
I think it's a 50-50 shot for Tebow. I think there's a chance, and I know that you've said this all week on PFW in Progress, that they use him Tebow, I mean, as a developmental guy, and maybe he ends up on a list, IR. So, you know, maybe he comes up with something in one of the preseason games. We know he runs around a lot. He's going to get hit. There's going to be ample opportunity for the Patriots to sort of say, yeah, he's hurt, like Jeff Dempsey last year. So I think that there's a chance that that might happen. I also think there's a chance that they might look at the end of training camp and say, you know what, there's far too much work here to be done. He'll be going into his fourth year, you know, and he's not anywhere close, and they might cut ties with him. I don't think it's a lock that he makes the roster. I think it's 50-50 at best. A
couple other moves. I wanted to clean one up. I think fell through the cracks last week. The Patriots re-signed A.J. Eads, a linebacker who has been with the team previously, been on IR, had some injury issues.
A lot of injury problems.
And is actually injured right now during minicamp. He was among the rehab groups. He was not on the field practicing. And as I said, Kafka and Sherrington gone. I did want to touch on a little bit just from minicamp. Things that stuck out as they worked out for 2 days, as you mentioned. They get the third day off in helmets, shorts, and jerseys with no numbers on them, as I like to say. And we observed them from a field and a half away. But a few things that stood out to me in the final day that I wanted to note. Aaron Hernandez was not on the practice field. He joined the list of guys not there in any form or fashion, which had previously included Julian Edelman, Nick McDonald, Rob Gronkowski. Aaron Hernandez has been rehabbing. We have not heard any reason why he was or wasn't on the field. And you know he's dealing with an injury, so it could be injury-related or it could be simply a personal issue. But he was not on the field for the final day of minicamp. Talking about guys who stood out real quickly in terms of the roster and moving forward, obviously Danny Amendola looked very good.
Terrific.
With Tom Brady.
Yeah, I agree.
The only problem I would say is the rest of the roster at wide receiver is very much wide open. I couldn't tell you the next 4, 5, 6 guys. Matthew Slater is probably going to make the roster. So I have Matthew Slater and Danny Amendola. The guys that are in between him on that depth chart, the 4 or 5 guys, I'm going to give you the old Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I agree. There's a lot of uncertainty. Now, you mentioned guys that stuck out to me. Some of those unknown guys, Kembrell Tompkins is one that I thought did some things.
Flashed.
This minicamp especially, I thought he flashed a little bit. Kamar Aiken is a guy who has been here a little bit, practice squad type fringe roster player. Thought he did some things too. You had mentioned, and we talked about that on PFW in progress as well, the Tennessee guy, Lavelle Hawkins.
Yeah, I thought all three of those guys at various points flashed.
And different kinds of players, too. You know, Tompkins, I think, is a bigger, almost a Michael Jenkins-type mold. Taller receiver, not quite as fast. Hawkins, a little bit more shifty, I think, inside. Aiken, a little bit of a kind of a tweener there. A little, you know, he probably can do a little bit of both, which Belichick probably likes, the slot and the outside potential. But those guys made some plays. Unfortunately, the flip side of that equation is the two rookie draft picks banged up, not taking part in minicamp. Aaron Dobson and Josh Boyce both. I'm not sure what Dobson's injury is. We know Boyce is dealing with the foot. Didn't get to see a whole lot of them in minicamp.
And Mark Harrison as well, still dealing
Mark
with
Harrison
a foot
also,
injury.
Yes.
A rookie receiver who some people think would have a chance to make the roster. We will be keeping an eye on the wide receiver position, I think, well into August, because that could very much go down to the wire in terms of who makes it and
I
who doesn't.
I think that we might have to, you know how we do our training camps preview stuff, and we always have, like, you know, biggest questions and positions to keep an eye on and stuff like that. We might have to amend that and say positions to keep an eye on other than wide receiver.
Right.
It's like Tom Brady, you know?
Wide
most valuable player
obvious.
Other than Tom
right.
Brady, you know?
Yes. And there will be some interesting battles, and we saw a taste of that this week, and now the boys are gone. They have the summer off. This is the time where, I think it was Will McDonough used to always say, this is when coaches worry the most because the players are sort of off to their own designs and vacations and families and areas. I know Jake Ballard actually had an altercation with a deer on his way home. He hit a deer driving to his home.
Wow.
Someone in our organization is probably quite alarmed by that, but that's a story for a different day. This is going to wrap up another Patriots.com roster report podcast. Tim Tebow time has hit New England, but how long will it last? No one really knows. Paul Perillo says it's 50-50. He'll be on the roster come the fall. I agree. 50-50. Could go either way. For Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. Enjoy the warm weather this weekend, and happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there. Until next Friday, peace out.
This has been the Sullivan Tire Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Bridgestone Tires, available at over 60 Sullivan Tire locations across New England. Visit SullivanTire.com/Bridgestone today.